right, welcome back, Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. We've been discussing the Jody Arrington Charles Perry race. I'll put that to the side. Joining me right now to talk a little Texas and national political news, our good friend Matt Mikowiak, GOP political strategist, also co-founder of MustReadTexas.com. Matt, good morning. How's it going?
Morning, Chad. Doing great. How about you?
Doing all right. Appreciate you coming on today. Governor Perry making still making headlines really across numerous different outlets out there as they are taking a look at him and his leadership on the border issue. This border issue really has bolstered, I think, his profile going into 2016. Is that what it's appearing like across the spectrum?
Yeah, no question. I mean, he just it's really given him a chance to demonstrate executive authority in a way that you know breaks well beyond Texas. It breaks across the country. It plays well with these Republican primary audiences, and it gives him an opportunity to stand up to President Obama on an issue that had been a little bit of a trouble spot for him in the 2012 presidential race, and on an issue that's really, really important to the Republican primary electorate. So I also think interestingly there's a contrast between the executive action that he's taken and the leadership that he showed and the lack of action that Congress has taken. And when I say Congress, I don't just mean the House. I mean the House and the Senate not agreeing to pass a border supplemental before they left town in August. I just think on this particular issue, he is surging, and it certainly is playing well for him politically.
How does Ted Cruz mix into this? Because there have been obviously some articles written about Ted Cruz and his immigration fight, on the Senate side of things. So those two, obviously, if they both run, they're going to be compared, contrasted. How do you compare these two when it comes to immigration?
Boy, that's a good question. What are the sort of minor but perhaps important differences on immigration between the two? I mean, it's very clear that Cruz is taking a very hardline approach to the immigration issue. People are starting to complain a little bit about him, interacting with members of the House. I can understand why he wants to do that. I mean, the Senate is pretty much useless right now. It used to be, I worked in the Senate for 4 years, it used to be that you could impact legislation because you had an opportunity to offer amendments. Harry Reid has essentially shut down the Senate. There are no amendments. Republicans get to offer on average one amendment per month now. Used to be there would be dozens of amendments offered on significant pieces of legislation. So, from his perspective, he doesn't have a chance really to impact things much in the Senate. In the House, I think his role has been overstated somewhat. I mean, there's 20 or 25 very hard right conservatives. And I think he's, sort of given them a little bit of a kind of pat on the butt, kind of stick to your guns mentality. But he's really taken a hardline position, whereas Perry, I think, has approached this from more of an executive position, understanding how the border works, understanding the assets and opportunities that the state has. People complain about this National Guard decision that Perry made. Perry had very limited options. I mean, as the CEO of Texas, you have very limited options with what you can do when it comes to immigration. Most of the options exist at the federal level. So, I just think Perry's probably a little bit more in the middle on the immigration issue when you look at some of the related aspects of it. But again, I think that this border security thing has really given him a tremendous opportunity that he's fully seized.
Visiting with Matt Mikowiak. Matt, I think it's also pretty interesting, just looking at midterm elections, and there was a story out, I can't remember who had it. It was either Washington Post or Examiner, one of them about Mitt Romney and about how Mitt Romney is now being invited to all of these different campaign events. He's being brought in while Barack Obama is being shoved out the door. Everyone wants Mitt Romney back at their table to bolster them for 2016. Mitt Romney's been right on a whole bunch of stuff right now. He's sort of the rock star that nobody predicted would happen.
Yeah, it is. It is striking. That was a story in the Washington Post that Robert Costa, I believe, reported. It is interesting that Romney's impact in the primaries has been a little bit more limited. Although he did pick 10 or 12 races to get involved in, I think in all of them, the candidate he endorsed was successful. But yeah, if you think about general elections, if you think about candidates that can make a difference, Romney's at the top of that list on the Republican side. I mean, he has very little downside as a surrogate in a general election. And it is striking if you look at the demand that he'll be in this fall on the campaign trail versus the demand the president will be in. There are very limited places the president can go this fall to help Democrats. If you look at these red states where we have U.S. Senate races, he cannot go there. He can hold fundraisers in New York and D.C. and in California. But the presidency is not just about raising money. It's also about using the power and influence of that office to earn media, if you're doing political events. And that's a tremendous opportunity, and he's very limited in where he can go. I mean, he could probably go to Minnesota or Oregon, some of these sort of second-tier states that if we have a real wave election, Republicans may be able to perhaps make competitive. But it is striking if you think about it. If you're Mitt Romney, it must feel good to be proven right on things like Russia, and a number of other issues at a time when the president is really having a tough time. But, whether that means he's going to run in 2016, I don't know. My guess is he doesn't want to. But I do think as the field continues to be uncertain, he is going to look at this more and more because more people are going to talk to him about taking it seriously.
Visiting with Matt Mikowiak, GOP political strategist, also co-founder, MustReadTexas.com. Before we let you go, before you plug the website, taking a look at just statewide elections that we have right now, it's pretty quiet out there. There's a Dallas Morning News story about Wendy Davis trying to run up the votes in Dallas County. And yeah, there's a lull right now, but if you're the Democrats, are you really happy about that? With Battleground Texas sinking so much effort and money into this, and it's just absolutely dead out there as far as Texas, election news goes. Is that really a good thing for Democrats?
No, I don't think it is, and I think down ballot, these down ballot Democratic candidates have got to start finding ways to differentiate themselves. If they want to, be content to take the same percentage of the vote that Wendy Davis takes, they're going to lose by 8 or 10 points. They've got to find ways to differentiate themselves, go on offense, appear a little bit more moderate. And so, there's just limited time, and once Labor Day comes around, the Wendy Davis campaign, the Abbott campaign, the Planned Parenthood independent expenditure, which will be several $1 million, are going to suck up the oxygen in Texas, and they're going to, dominate the airwaves. So, we are in the dark days of summer, and, there's a lot of people on vacation with their kids home, but now's a great time to be active and be on offense for some of these campaigns. And if they're not doing it, I think they're going to regret it in a few weeks when they're very difficult time breaking through.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. What can people find on MustReadTexas.com?
Yeah, more news about Perry on there. He's on the cover of the National Journal magazine. There's a pretty interesting profile of him from Michelle Cottle. And we will be updating it this morning with more news around Texas. You can sign up at MustReadTexas.com for our daily newsletter.
Hey, by the way, are you going to Red State Gathering?
I will be there.
Okay. All right. We'll check in with you then on Monday and see how all that went.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Matt.
Take care, Chad.
That's Matt Mikowiak. You can follow him on Twitter @MattMikowiak.